Biogenetics is being touted as a solution to world hunger, allowing farmers around the world to boost yields, lower costs, and make crops stronger against pests, disease, and drought. But biotechnology has its critics too, like Richard DeWild of Viroqua. He's one of many organic farmers in Wisconsin. He says the hunger problem is not due to a lack of food. He says too much land has been taken from poor farmers around the world to grow export crops for worldwide corporations.
To ship food around the world is not the answer to hunger, because it only goes to the people that can afford it, that have money, you know? And the people that are hungry don't have money to buy food. They need to be able to grow their own.
On the other hand, the University of Wisconsin is a leading institution for biotech research. Plant scientist Tom Zinnen says genetic engineering is as valid as any older form of gene splicing.
The concerns about saying, gee, there's enough food to produce and to move it, we just don't do it, is true. If that is true, then the argument is equally valid for blocking all methods of genetic manipulation. We should just stop plant breeding of all types if, in fact, that is an argument that they want to put up to block genetic engineering.
Activists claim genetically engineered crops aren't proven safe to eat. Scientists say they are as safe as any other modified food. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.